Shout hallelujah.
We'll be rounding up on the topic we started throughout this month. It's our month of experiencing God's goodness. And so we have been looking on Sundays. Daddy has taken us on that long journey on the topic keys to experiencing God's goodness. And today, being part three, we'll be rounding up. Shout hallelujah. Keys to experiencing God's goodness. Psalm 65 verse 11 has been the scripture. Psalm 65 and verse 11 has been our text scripture. Thou crowned the year with thy goodness and thy path drop fatness. God crowned the year. So at the end of the year, you are entitled to God's goodness, because what he brings is his goodness at the end of the year. Every time we enjoy his goodness. But you see, at the end of the year, it looked like it's an end of the year bonus that he told us so. That God's goodness at the end of the year is like what the world describes as end of the year bonus. Some of us have companies, either personal companies, or you are working with somebody, and at the end of the year, there is, you know, some things that are entitled to you specially. Praise the Lord. So God's goodness also to all believers is our end of the year bonus. Shout hallelujah. So God's goodness, we have said, is his nature. And this God's nature, the Bible says God is good. That is his nature. Psalm 136, if you read from verse 1, it says God is good. His mercy, what? Endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is who? He is good. God is good. He's a good God. That is his nature. And we have also said, because he's a good God, that is why he does good things. James chapter 1 verse 17. All good and perfect gift come from where? From above, from the Father of light. That is God. The Bible says, from whom there is no variance or shadow of turning. So, God is good, and that is why he does good things. If it is not good, it is not God. Tell your neighbor for me. Somebody say it's what? It's from devil or from you. Hallelujah. So, God's goodness, we have also learned that it signifies his moral perfection, his kindness, his mercy. Sometimes you just know that you are not qualified for this, but Father, please show me mercy. And when he show up, then that is part of his goodness, showing mercy. Every blessing we enjoy is his goodness that brought them our way. Not because we are qualified, not because we are better. There are people who are better morally, and God didn't give them that privilege. So when you enjoy it, just praise God. Thank him, because that is part of his goodness. Every blessing we enjoy, and you will ever enjoy, it is from his goodness. And so we started looking at the keys. Number one key our daddy told us is to seek his kingdom first. Seek God's kingdom first. Be a kingdom seeker. Matthew 6 and verse 33, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. In our day, we seek other things and we leave the kingdom. We seek our pleasure and we leave the kingdom. You can't enjoy the goodness of God via that. You want to continually enjoy this goodness, then make up your mind to seek his kingdom. Make sure God is first. Tell your neighbor for me, make sure God is first in everything you do. Number two, we said, walk uprightly. Make sure that you don't deliberately offend God. That's the simplest way that I can put it. Make sure you don't deliberately break the law of God. If God catch you with anything good, let it be a mistake. Even let God be able to say, Kai, no, this brother made a mistake. Shout hallelujah. So walk upright. Psalm 14 and verse 34. The Bible says righteousness exalts, but sin is a reproach. There is nothing you gain in sin than pain, than shame. It's a reproach. To any people, to whoever you are. Once you indulge in sin, unrighteousness, it is shame and pain that you get at the end of the day. You can't experience God's goodness when you are not upright. Number three, we said, believe to receive. Now, see, in our world today, we want to turn this statement the other way. Receive to believe. Until you believe, you can't receive. Mark 11 verse 23, verse 25. Even when it has to be any problem of life, the Bible says verse 23, you speak to the mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart that that thing you have pronounced will come to pass. The Bible says you will have what you say. So first you believe before you can receive. Mark 11 verse 24, he said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you have them. So you start acting, you start behaving, you start speaking like you already have what you asked for. Even though it is not in view, it is only until then you can have it. Believe to receive. Number four, we are told that if you refuse to give up. You expected it on Monday, it didn't come on Monday. Don't give up on Tuesday. It is when men give up that they look for alternative. You expected it to come last month, but it didn't come last month. And today the month is over. You say, okay, the year is over. No, what about the month of December? Don't give up. Tell your neighbor for me, don't give up. You want to see the goodness of God? Keep hoping. Tell your neighbor for me, keep hoping. I didn't hear you say keep hoping and don't give up. Number five, we said, allow God to guide you. Don't be led by your senses, what you feel, what men say, what you see. Allow him. Because when God guide, he guide you unto profit. God won't guide you astray. Shout hallelujah. And we have said that God's goodness is manifested in so many things. In divine provision, we saw it in restoration, rescue. And you had the testimony of wonderful people this morning. It is part of God's goodness. That is what is seen in their rescue from death, from trouble. Divine provision, divine supplies. Now to continue with those keys to experience God's goodness, number six now, which is our number one in this service, look unto Jesus. Look unto what? Seven powerful points. You can't miss any of them. Number six, we are saying what? Look unto Jesus. Tell your neighbor for me, look unto Jesus. You want to enjoy and continue to experience God's goodness, your gaze must never be anywhere else except on him. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 121 verse 1 to verse 3. I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Say, my help cometh from where? From God who made the heaven and the earth. Verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be what? To be moved. He that keepeth will not slumber. If your gaze is on him, if steadfastly you are looking unto Jesus, you can never see shame. If your help is somewhere else, shame can come. The Bible says, woe is any man that put his trust in another man, that allowed the help of flesh to be his help. But if your help is in the name of the Lord, if your gaze, your focus is constantly on him, you will never be put to shame. Psalm 34, where we read in our call to worship this morning, and verse 5. Let God be your only source of help. He said, they look unto him and were what? Enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You will never see shame if it is God you are looking unto. Man fail you. Husband fail wife. Wife fail husband. Even parents fail children. But God will never fail. Is somebody smiling? If God is your father, just be assured that he will never fail. All you need to do is to do what? Continually look unto him. Make him your only source of help. Depend only on him. He never disappoints. And he never comes late. The book of Psalm 46 and verse 1. The Bible says, he's our present help in time of need. God has never come late. He will not, because of your case, come late. If you are looking unto him, if you think he should happen yesterday, the Bible says, he make all things beautiful when? At his time. He never comes late. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When it is almost over, God will show up. So depend only on him. He never disappoints. He never comes late. Psalm 16 verse 4.
The Bible said those who look unto others are not God. They are just multiplying their sorrow and shame. Looking unto other things are not God. They are just multiplying their shame and pain. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasting after who? Other gods. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer, nor take up their name in my lips. You must not say whatever is not permitted by the word of God. Please don't indulge in it. Don't do it. Don't say it. Don't identify with it. Don't applaud it. Shout hallelujah. Jeremiah 17. Read from verse 5 to 8. Let God be your only source of help. When you look unto him, he never disappoints. He said, don't say the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and make a flesh his hand, and whose heart departed from the Lord. You are thinking of something else. Other alternative. What can be done? You know, when there is trouble, people come and suggest all manner of things to you. Ah, this is how the sister A did it. This is how brother A did it. Maybe we man will be Christian. If you're a Yoruba person, say you are in trouble. Most of them will kajo. One ekeni. They will quote Bible upside down for you. Who helped themselves? How did they put that word? Heaven help those who. Is that correct? Is it biblically correct? If you can help yourself, then you don't need the heaven. Heaven will only help those who cannot help themselves, or who will not help themselves. There is alternative to help yourself, but you say, no, God will help me. I will not do anything that God does not approve. Those are the people that heaven help. You want to enjoy God's goodness? Please. Along alaye ko ajo. In Yoruba context, Olorun alaye, Olorun ti so Olorun oku, o se kini, o ko ajo. Sebi is God that created a way at ego. Herbs and roots. Is God that created it now? I agree with you. If that's the case, why can't you go to your backyard and call the away at ego and boil it and drink in whatever measure? Why should somebody do it for you? I've mixed it. You don't know the spirit. You don't know what they mix inside. I say it's our prophet that gave me. I've once told a story before of a baby. Innocent baby of day old. Because the parent had challenged the child they had before that child died. The other one after the child died. So, by 8 days old, the prophet said, before the early morning on the naming day, they should bring the child to the prophet's house. And when the parents took the child, this one, no, it's not Babalawo, they are prophets, in quotes. They took the child early morning to the prophet's house before the people arrived for naming. You know those days, naming is always early in the morning, around 6-7. They ran to the prophet as instructed. And when they got there, what happened? The prophet put a mark, an incision, bere, on the face of the baby and add one black object, substance on it. And when I began to investigate, the father of the child said, the prophet, when they went there to complain or cry, the man said they should go to a burial place. But it must be a burial ground that they know. They must know when they bury the person. When they get there, they must be sure that the sand they are picking from that grave, rain has not fallen on it. Hey, you people are saying, ha. That's what used to annoy me inside church. Oh. Because people are not sincere. Some of you go there, you patronize them. They will tell you to go and do something. And it was the sound now, the prophet did something on, and after the incision on the child's face, they put the black thing. And after several years, after more than 20 years
of that child struggling through life, that child met Jesus. And the process of serving God, some of you that they are holding you neck and leg now to come and serve God. Sometimes it's not because you don't want to serve God, but there are forces fighting you. Maybe some of you need deliverance from such evil, such incision, some such covenants. And one of wonderful all-night meeting on campus, prayer was going on and the lady began to manifest. And by the time they did deliverance, forever till today, that innocent child was free. And that evil was traced back because the demon started talking. Say, no, it's not now. You people will remove me. I've been there since 8 days old. It's not now. It's not possible. After many years, I am the custodian of this life. Some of you parents have to repent and ask God for mercy. Some things you have done on behalf of your children. Can I tell you the truth? That child I'm talking about is me standing before you today. So I'm not telling you a story of somebody I don't know. When I gave my life to Christ, I love God. I've forgotten this wonderful sister name. She was our sister leader. She will come and hide in front of guest hostel just to catch me to go to fellowship. I promise her I will come. But that devil said, for where? Your type, you know, they serve God. Now we get you. All of you that sleep at a night in prophet, come and serve God. Come and pray by yourself. Come and get in that life. You are looking for who will do it for you. See, that who will do it for you syndrome is what is killing you. It's what is limiting your progress. It's what is stampeding your destiny. You want to enjoy God's goodness? Leave all those nonsense alone. Serve God. Serve God by yourself. Seek God by yourself. The Bible says, if you seek me, you will find me. If you do it with all of your one leg in, one leg out, you can afford to throw away God's appointment, but you honor man's appointment. The Bible says, woe unto him. Cause is that man that make flesh his confidence. Look unto him. Only him. Only him. There is no other God. There is no other helper that can help you. Shout hallelujah. Number 7. How can I experience these keys we are placing in your hand today? Is for you to walk with it for the rest of your life so that you can enjoy. Don't let anyone cajole you. Go and bring coconut. Go and buy white clothes. They're already digging your grave for you. Go and buy white clothes. Drink something. Tear one part of the Bible in the midnight by 12 p.m. Put it on your feet. Stand on it and begin to recite it. Where? How? Some of you that see the deceiving around, you say one child is dada, one child is no dada. You don't know what you are carrying around. You know, come the child, where? If you come and where, if you do dada, I will go and do Korean bolo. I'll be doing Korean bolo for the child until the hair stop tangling. Nonsense. I met a young man and I said, why are you still carrying dada around? This one is Allah for water. This is not be artificial. You know, artificial dada. Dreadlock. This one where they lock woman head. And that's not, it's not like you're plotting. The real dada, they send that the air tango. And I said, why? He said, the prophet said, I should give my parents condition to be able to call the dada for me. And I said, to tell them, I made them call to be, he said, no, I told them to buy me iPhone. The parents never chop finish well, belefu. Now the parents say, God bless you, continue to carry the nonsense around because we don't have money for what? Is that not only? Why you not go work and buy the iPhone by yourself and go and cut the nonsense off? You don't even know that you look odd.
No look on and death see. Some of you are copying some musicians, some worldly musicians. If you know how much they use to maintain their air, he can buy your house for you. Your own, if you stay near somebody, they will cover their nose. All those fake things and fake life, go and throw them away. I was watching CR7. CR7. Let me see CR7 people in the house now. Now they do like saying, I know here what you are they talk. CR7, let me see your hand. Hallelujah. I was watching the man. See, when you look at successful people, don't ask for their story. The man said, he know they smoke. He know they drink. There is no tattoo. He said he loved wristwatch and they show his cupboard of wristwatch. Did not be a wristwatch. Did not be this kind of one. No. The original, she was calling the name Rolex and other one. About 39 or 38 watches of names. Until one day he met a man in a restaurant, and when he got to the restaurant, he said the elderly, the man doing the serving or doing something. He now asked the man. The man said that he has to do this job. He doesn't even know how long he will do it because his son is a very brilliant boy. And the boy bent that he wants to read medicine. But he now mentioned the name of the dollar, be how much they used to send him to high school. Say, but they don't have it. Which school? The man mentioned the name of the school. He just went to the school and went and find out how many students like wrote a jam or something that passed and they are qualified for medicine in this school. And they told him about 30 something or so. And no, 200 and something. And he said, okay, there's no problem. How much? Give me all the bill. And they gave CR7 all the bill. And he went and sold all his wristwatch and paid for the 200 and something students. He said that man's son, when he graduated from the university as a medical doctor, one day he was crying in the theater because it was like it was a dangerous situation and he was able to save that life. And he videoed the surgery and sent it to Ronaldo. I thank you because you have made me to be able to save lives today. If not, some of you say, there will not be any shish you get to. But God, I call. God will have mercy on you. Planning for one day in a year in Hope Alive Christian Assembly, one day, and what Thanksgiving is key. See, there is nothing because Thanksgiving is application for more. The way you are able to celebrate God by next week, if with everything we have in our life, we celebrate God. We dance, with music, with song, with words, everything. If not for anything, for life. That your life, I just told you, if God has not done any other thing, but that this year, he didn't allow us to appear in the burial ground and stay and say this one. Some churches do that. If not twice in a month or even every week. So is Haka better? What makes you better? It's mercy. It's goodness. Some of you have done some deadly things. You have eaten some deadly things that you are supposed to sleep safe and not wake up. But the mercy of God, the mercy of God is great sufficient. Some of you, the 1 naira, you see some people now, from the certain announcement, some have been dodging church. After Thanksgiving, after another Thanksgiving next week, now they will resurface. I pity you. Because the intensity of celebration we give to that annual Thanksgiving is what determines what we enjoy in 2026. Yoruba people say, Sunday, Tiodun, Eda Kumba Olati Mama. 2026, Tiodun. You will know it from where? From December. And our first program in December, every December, is what? It's annual thanksgiving. That's our first program. Before we begin to say fast and pray and say, Father, what are you saying 2026? We first celebrate him and sing of his goodness. And that takes me to the last point, number 7. Magnify God always. You want to see his goodness? You want to enjoy it? What do you do? Magnify God always. Psalm 34 and verse 3. Psalm 34 verse 3. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. How? Let us exalt his name. How? Together, all of us. You are not left out. Come and exalt God. Come and register your family. This year, I miss Busayo. Mrs. Kitty Elunjena. Mrs. Olakunle, I miss her. Every year, she will be the first to register for individual. My individual registration now is empty. Because any kankanisho she eat you to wa register kwe moluwa modupati motiwa. Every year, Busayo will be the first to register on individual list. God has settled her now. No one person has come to register for themselves. All those single brother and single sister. You can't say that I register for my family. Okay, I no get husband, I no get wife. But you can't come and register for yourself. And let them call your name and say, ah, sister Yomide, Olawoyin, sister Elizabeth, Olorun Tobe, sister Chioma Okonko. You won't say, let them call your name that I am doing what? I am thanking God. Some people are so indifferent. Some say, why are they writing names? So because we want to thank God. You have not read the 10 leper before. God is keeping record. All the goodness he's giving you all this year, he's keeping record. So it is only those who we call their name that day. Heaven is here listening. When I say the Ben Joseph family and they are dancing forward with their best offering to thank God as the Ben Joseph family, heaven is also registering them. Because Jesus asked question. He said, are there not 10 cleansed? Where is that the other 9? Why is it that it's only this Samaritan? Jesus even know your address. Where is it that it's only this Samaritan that comes to return to say thank you? Your name has not entered my register. You see that AI woman say, my buying and selling business, oh, I will come and thank God. You have buying and selling business. Mama Chidera Enterprises Limited. You have not come and register. You are on your own. Because when they are calling the name of those business, heaven is also what? Heaven is also keeping record. And you are coming with bountiful offering. If you like, say the church, they like money too much. You are on your own. All you are saying, in other words, is that God likes money too. And tobacco by any tobacco philosophy alone, fellow work people, you are in trouble. Because who will spend the money? God spend naira, he spend dollar. I'm even waiting for when people will start giving dollar for annual thanksgiving. No, be your dollar better. Mint. How much is your annual thanksgiving offering now? Highest 1 million. 1 million. Okay, 2 million. Let me say 2 million. 2 million naira. How much is that in dollar? Eh? Media help me. How much is 2 million in dollar? Calculation. Eh? Eh? 2 million in dollar. Eh? 2 million naira. I want it in dollar. How much is it in dollar?
$1,300.
What? Eh?
$1,300.
$1,300.
Yes, up around that.
$1,300. So convert. See, you don't look like where you are. Look like where you are going. If I ask all of you now, your thanksgiving offering, convert it to dollars. Hallelujah. You know that you have not thanked God enough, huh? That your thanksgiving offering that you are carrying, that you are going to buy brown fat envelope for, help me convert it to dollar. What God has done for you, is it not much more than that? Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Magnifying God means giving him thanks. Psalm 69 verse 30. Magnifying God means giving him quality praise. Exalt him, glorify him. Psalm 50 and verse 23. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. You can never thank God enough. Next Sunday, we will advance by counting our blessings. I want you to write, if you can write, list. Even if you will not be given opportunity to come and be saying all, but you will bring the list as they call your name or call your family or call your department or your group. You bring that list of those blessings that you have documented and you wave it to Jesus. Father, I thank you for this. Father, I thank you for that. I said, God, I thought by this time I would have married. Did they marry inside grave, ne? But you are alive. Magnify the Lord. Give him thanks for what he has done, for what he's doing now, and for what you think God can do for you. If he's the only one that can do it, thank him. Praise him. Bring your best to him. Dress your best. When I say bring your best, I'm talking about the way you appear in God's presence. Anyone appear like this next Sunday? Now that one there is a dress code. I be white. I don't want to hear me. I no get white. Because white is white. White is what? Uh-huh. White is white. Eh? Go and wash it. If you don't have jik, come. I will give you jik. Or apple. Go and wash it. Iron it. Starch it. And come and all of us will appear angelic on Sunday. Heaven will be glad that you are here. Don't run away because you don't have thanksgiving offering. Please, I beg you, don't run away. Now that one go verse God pass. Come with what you have. Even if you have not, maybe you have not planned. Because this is supposed to be planned. It was after annual thanksgiving last year. Daddy sat my family down and said, what are we giving next year? And we are planning what we are giving. The money has been ready since last month. What we are going to give. Even you don't plan your own like that. Now I'm giving you wisdom to plan now after this one. Isn't it? If you don't do it and you are here and God is seeing you. But assuming you didn't even do that. Whatever you can model up between now and Sunday. Your best you can get in case you didn't plan for. Bring it and say, God, please have mercy and accept me the way I am. The Bible said the time of ignorance, God overlook. Now I have sense. I won't do it like this next year. Stand to your feet. Has God been faithful to you? Nobody answer me. Has God been faithful to you? Has God been good to you? I want you to say, Father, I thank you because you are good to me.